is as delighted as a dog with a dinosaur bone to bring you Hoodwinks, starring Roy Hudd, with Chris Emmett, Denise Coffey, Fred Harris, and David Goodison. This week...
The Fall of the House of Slaythwaite.
Say, Elmer, do we have to spend our vacation rummaging round old Lancashire junk shops?
Ah, quit moaning, Billy Sue. There are some fine old pieces of ephemera here. I mean, look at this here shaving mug.
Ephemera must have been quite a gal if she had to shave.
Say, look at this old sepia photograph.
Aye, that's a photograph of Rottenshaw Town Square, sir. Taken round about the turn of the century.
Gee, and that statue, the guy on the white charger?
Oh, that's old Henry Slaythwaite himself, sir. He was a character and half was old Henry. Oh, yes, he was. Oh, well, mind the time. Right. Mr. Mayor, Reverend, cherished friends, I'd just like to say thank you all for accepting the invitation to dine at my humble table. To celebrate the occasion of my daughter Primrose's 18th birthday. I must admit, it hasn't been easy for me, gentlemen. Not with my dear wife Audrey been gone these past 14 years.
Is it 14 years since you ran off with that milkman, Henry?
But I've done my duty. I've done me paternal best.
Really, Father.
Gentlemen, the toast is Primrose.
Primrose. Oh, thank you.
Another wedge of black pudding, Charlie?
Don't mind if I do, Henry. I'm fair partial to Slaythwaite's black pudding, and that's a fact.
None finer, Charlie. Puts colour in your cheeks and bounce in your step. And some folks swear that just a mouthful contains enough aphrodisiac to turn a frigid celibate into a delirious disarray of passion.
Oh, I'll take a pound off for wife then, if you've no objection, Henry.
Hey, Charlie, the last thing your wife needs is an aphrodisiac.
Eh?
Oh, nothing.
Henry, how's business?
Oh, never better, Horace.
What about this, this woman, Henry, this, Edwina Slurry?
Oh, she's no but a trouble-stirring crank, Horace. And I like us pay her no mind, silly.
Well, who is this Edwina Slurry then, Henry?
A tarted-up madam who calls herself a dietitian.
She had another letter in Guardian today criticising working class for eating too much studge.
That's exactly my point, Horace. Folk who write letters to Guardian must be cranks by definition.
How can you tell folk to stop eating staple diet?
Right.
It's like asking Chinese to stop eating rice.
Yeah. Or Indians to stop eating curry.
Or Yorkshiremen to stop eating each other.
I think that whatever that woman says, Father, she has a right to her own opinion.
Aye, but she's no right to slag off my product, lass. Black puddings have sustained this country through many a lean year.
All I'm saying is, Father, Edwina Slurry is obviously sincere and concerned for our welfare.
Concerned? That's right. She's no but a grammar school cumbie chance. Out to gain cheap publicity for her son. And before you side with her, Primrose, just remember where money came from to buy your birthday present. There's many a starving workhouse lass who'd give her right arm to have her very own snooker table with a full set of balls. And that's no conjecture.
Honestly, Father, you really have no idea.
Hey, here comes pièce de résistance, gentlemen. My daughter's special birthday cake.
An 18-tier black pudding, Henry. It's marvellous.
Aye, 18 tiers of succulence. With skin as black and shiny as a Nubian belly dancer's.
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Morning, Samuel. And how's my works pudding master this morning?
Oh, Henry, thank God you've arrived.
Why, what's up, lad? You look as though you've found dry rot in your clogs.
Oh, Henry, it's Norris Rotherhide, Mating and Spitter. He's fallen headlong into number 8 mixing tub. Oh, it's horrible.
I see. Have you clocked him off yet?
Henry, his body's been desiccated and mashed in with 10 ton of black pudding mix, and all you can think about is clocking him off.
I'm not running a holiday camp, Sam. Now, does anyone else know about this?
Well, no, I were waiting for you.
Good. Then we'll say nout and carry on production as normal.
But You mean make black puddings out of Norwich Rotherhide?
Number 8 tub. That's for export, isn't it?
Aye, Paris, France. But
perfect. I've always wanted to get me own back for Norman invasion. Now, I'll leave it with you, and if I'm wanted, I'm in sales office getting weekly reports.
And figures for Scotland are 14% up on the same period last year.
Only 14%, Selwyn?
Aye.
What the hell do that sales team think they're playing at up there?
Well, they do have the traditional haggis to contend with, Mr. Slathwaite.
Oh, election no excuse for incompetence. If they can't wean kilted barbarians off sheep's bladder full of muck, then we'll get someone who can.
But, Mr. Slathwaite...
Sack them, Selwyn, and replace them with team we've got in Morocco. Aye. Any team who can make black pudding staple diet of Muslim country must be able to open up Scotland. Oh, my name's not Mohammed Slathwaite.
But it isn't.
No, but Moroccans think it is, lad. Now, London in the southeast, what's happening there? Come on, out with it, lad, out with it.
I'm afraid the sales are down in London, Mr. Slathwaite.
Down?
It's the fault of that Edwina Slurry and her campaign against black pudding. She's got southerners worried about cholesterol.
Cholesterol?
Aye, apparently it leads to a fatty heart.
My God, I don't care if it leads to a fatty heart or flat feet. No one libels my product and gets away with it. Interfering old busybody's gone far enough. If it's war she wants, Selwyn, then by heck, it's war she'll have.
And I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, black pudding is the tool of the devil.
I wish my old man was a bit more like the devil then.
My men, let me warn you, black pudding is a poison.
Ooh.
Oh, perhaps not as instant as arsenic or cyanide, but nevertheless a poison! I beg you to heed my warning. Resist the evil temptation of black pudding. Thank you.
Might be something in it. You never know.
Gentlemen of the press, please, Miss Slurry is extremely tired.
Just one more question, Edwina. Undoubtedly, your healthy Britain crusade is gathering momentum, so where to next?
The day after tomorrow, gentlemen. Me and my campaign manager are catching the first train... to Rottenshaw!
Edwina, do you think that's wise? I mean, we'll be harassed, threatened, tormented, and spat upon.
I'm afraid that's the price we all have to pay when travelling British Rail, Roger.
Well, if you say so, Edwina, if you say so.
She's what?
And is expected to arrive in Rottenshaw tomorrow.
Over my dead body. I'll not have that woman spouting her vitriol like claptrap in this town. Get me the mayor, Selwyn.
Yes, Mr. Slathwaite.
Ooh, so help me. I'll swing for this Jezebel. I mean, the barefaced brass of the woman. Coming here to the very throbbing nerve centre of black pudding industry when any decent lass should be at home boiling her husband's shirts. Ooh, we've given women too much freedom, Selwyn. By heck. They'll be burning their whalebone intimates next.
A sack of mail for you, Mr. Slathwaite.
A what?
Aye, it's on cancelled orders from India and Southeast Asia.
Get out, lad.
I've got the mayor on the phone, Mr. Slathwaite.
Right. Enoch, have you read Morning Courier?
Yes, Henry.
Well, what are you doing about it?
Well, what can I do, Henry? My hands are tied.
If you spent less time in that massage parlour and more minded my interests, we'd have none of this problem.
Well... Now, what do you want me to do, Henry?
I want you to make an official declaration, Enoch. I want you to declare tomorrow a public holiday.
A holiday?
Aye, National Black Pudding Thanksgiving Day. I want brass bands, decorated floats, street full of bunting and balloons. Oh, and a Miss Black Pudding contest.
Hey, Henry, are you serious?
I'm so serious, Enoch. I'm closing factory and giving everyone a day off.
With pay?
You're talking to Henry Slathwaite, Enoch. Not Henry Silly Bugger, aye. If this woman's coming here to make a noise, then we'll make an even bigger noise. Get it organised, Enoch. Or else...
Or else what?
Or else I'll drop a little hint to local magistrate about what really goes on at that massage parlour.
Oh, you could tell him now, Henry. He's in next cubicle.
Sure. Get it organised, Enoch. Oh, if I'm wanted, Selwyn... I'll be at home, at Slathwaite Mansion.
But, Mr. Slathwaite, what about these other cancellations from Tobago and the Friendly Island?
Here's your tea, Father, Chief Constable.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, thank you, Miss Primrose.
That'll be all, Primrose. Me and the Chief Constable have private matters to discuss.
Yes, Father.
By the way, lass, if you're not doing out, bedroom coal scuttles need filling up from bunker down yard.
Father, we do have a butler, a chauffeur, a gardener and a handyman.
You can't expect a man to do woman's work. Now get it done and mind who's talking.
No.
Youth of today, Charlie. If I'd spoken to my father like that, he'd have cut me arms and legs off and thrown me struggling torso into canal.
Is your father still in Broadmoor, Henry?
Keep your voice down. There's only me and thee knows about that. Oh,
what do you want, Henry?
Charlie, I've sent for you because there's about to be a serious crime committed in Rottenshaw.
A crime?
Aye. There's a woman coming here tomorrow with evil in her black heart, intent on causing riots and civil disturbances.
Oh, you mean Edwina Slurry?
Charlie, there are three female names you must learn never to utter in my presence. One is my wife, Audrey Slaithwaite, who ran off with that milkman. One is Dolly Dobbin, and t'other is Edwina Slurry.
Dolly Dobbin?
That would name a milkman's horse. Charlie, as Chief Constable, I want you to prohibit this woman from setting foot on Lancashire soil.
No, I can't do that, Henry. Lancashire's not an independent republic yet, you know, and Britain's still a democracy with free speech and freedom to travel anywhere without let or hindrance.
Oh, aye. You ever tried to get in Turkish bath on Ladies' Day?
Nothing.
Charlie.
Aye?
If yon woman speaks in this town, there'll be violence done. And I'll none be held responsible for hired thugs who are going to break up her meeting.
Thugs?
Yes, Charlie. I want 50 of your best police constables at this meeting.
No, Henry, look, you're asking the impossible. I can't use my constables to do your dirty work.
Charlie, you and me go back a long way, lad, remember? As kids we went sailing on Nostrop Reservoir. You fell in and couldn't swim and I threw you a rope, eh?
Ah, but I had to throw you half a crown first, didn't I? I mean, God.
The point I'm making, Charlie, is I came to your rescue. And that's what pals are for, eh? Icky, nicky, picky, ticky, dicky.
Hocky, knocky, pocky, tocky, jocky.
You see, Charlie, we're even members of St. Freemason's Lodge. Now, if this woman speaks, I want meeting stopped at once, by fair means or foul. And if she happens to get her skull cracked open in the process, that's her.
No, Henry, look, I'll none resort to mindless brutality. I mean, she's a woman, not a union picket.
Let me put it this way, Charlie. Every Christmas Day for nigh on 20 years past, your table has been graced with festive selection of Slaithwaite's black pudding, am I right?
Aye, a gesture I've accepted with pride, Henry.
But others may not see it as a gesture, Charlie. If County Police Committee get wind of a Chief Constable accepting bribes...
Henry!
I want that meeting stopped, Charlie. And I want that woman handed out of Lancashire.
Well, I'll do my best, Henry, but... I mean, where's she going to have her meeting? You hold mortgage on every sizeable building in Rottenshaw.
Every building but one, Charlie.
Eh?
That old corrugated shed on corner of Allotment Street.
You don't mean...
All right. Headquarters of South Yorkshire Vice Consulate.
That's enemy territory, Henry.
Oh, I know. A little bit of Yorkshire slap bang in the middle of Lancashire. Fair makes your bowels churn in anguish.
Nervous, Edwina?
Well, I do admit to feeling a little like Nelson must have felt before the Battle of Trafalgar.
You mean you've gone blind in one eye?
Roger!
Tickets, please. Thank you. Tickets, please. Thank you. Will you be having lunch on the train, madam?
Well, what's on the menu?
Black pudding soup, followed by braised black pudding with black pudding garnish. And for dessert, strawberry surprise.
What's the surprise?
There's no strawberries, it's just black pudding.
Haven't you anything else but black pudding?
Well, I could rustle you up some, we haven't.
In that case, we won't be dining.
There's no queerish folk, is there?
What a grand grand celebration this is,
Molly. It's all nervous. Rottenshaw's seen now like it says Mr. Slaithwaite cut working week down to 84 hours.
There's Henry Slaithwaite himself. Hooray for Henry Slaithwaite!
It's a grand do. We ought to have this more often.
Eh? Not often.
Why? I like to see townsfolk carried away in jubilant mood. Means I can put rents up a tanner a week and they don't mind that. Stop here, will you, driver? I must just say a few words to that rabble. Citizens, citizens of Rottenshaw, friends. Fourscore and 10 years ago, my father, Elijah Slaithwaite, God rest his dear soul. Aye. My father, with a sweat of his brow, managed to do something no man had ever succeeded in doing before. He took a small quantity of pure pig's fat, a similar measure of dried blood, and another ingredient I'm not at liberty to disclose. And using his bare hands, he married these ingredients together and gave Lancashire and the world its very first black pudding. So today is a day of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for being blessed with an abundance of good, wholesome, nutritious food. Because it is nutritious. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Now, my friends, if you all make your way to Borough Assembly Rooms, there's free black pudding for all of my expense.
That's very generous of you, Henry.
Now, you can put tuppence on rates and pay me back at usual interest, Enoch, all right?
I see, yeah. Seems to be some kind of town carnival going on, Edwina.
Sounds like it. Stay with the luggage, Roger. I'll try and hail a cabby.
If you can find one empty.
Excuse me, was that Edwina Slurry?
Yes.
I'd like to talk to her if it's possible.
Of course, Mr.
Slaithwaite. Primrose Slaithwaite.
I'm Roger Wiggins, her crusade manager.
Oh.
Look, she may be some time. Do you fancy a cup of tea in the buffet?
Oh, thank you.
Break up the meeting, eh? Well, thanks for the warning, Miss Slaithwaite. But tell me, why are you, a Slaithwaite, telling me all this?
Because I hate black pudding almost as much as I hate my father.
Oh?
For months now, every time my father served it up, I pretended to eat it, but instead I dropped it out of the window onto his vegetable patch.
Doesn't he suspect?
He's beginning to. His rhubarb's just got into the Guinness Book of Records.
Miss Slaithwaite?
Yes.
Or may I call you Primrose?
Oh, why, yes, Roger.
Primrose is such a pretty name.
Oh.
To me it creates visions of an English summer garden, heavy with the scent of 1,000 breeze-kissed flowers. Primrose.
Huh. It was my father's choice. I'm named after the very first pig he ever slaughtered.
Oh. Primrose, will you be at the meeting tonight?
Oh, yes, Roger, yes, if you want me to be there.
Oh, Primrose, let's have another cup of tea.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Slaithwaite.
Never mind, hello, lad. I'm here to see that two-faced editor of thine. Where is the traitorous snake in the grass?
Hey, Henry, what's got the almighty job?
Horace Ramsbottom, I want to know why you've used your good organ to advertise that woman's meeting.
Revenue, Henry. She paid good brush for 2-column adverts.
Rottenshaw's at war, and all you can think about is lining your own pockets. I want a retraction in afternoon edition, Horace. I want you to say meeting has been cancelled.
I can't print lies, Henry. I'm a newspaper man. I've got morals.
Morals? Where are your morals when you show photos of ladies' ankles on page 3, eh? Now, do as I bid, Horace.
I'm sorry, Henry. I can't do it.
I see. Well, in that case, I'm sure there'll be certain parties, including Chief Constable, who'll be interested to learn how many times your sister has won Courier Spot the Ball competition.
That's a lie.
Oh, she may use different names, Horace, but your Maggie puts all winnings in same account at my bank.
All right, Henry, I'll do as you say.
Champion, and now that matter's sorted, this picture of me on front page, Horace. Can't you make it bigger? Perhaps a touch of shading at the temples there. Any messages, Selwyn?
Oh, Mr. Straithwaite, yes, sir. Phones never stop ringing with cancelled orders from all over the world.
What?
Yes.
Leave this to me. Hello.
A black pudding, yucky yuck.
And the same to you, you little yellow heathen.
What was that?
Birmingham. I've cancelled their order now. Oh, Selwyn, what am I going to do, lad?
Afternoon courier, Mr. Slathwaite.
Thanks, lad. Well, at least I've got editor of courier. What the... I don't believe it.
Mr. Slathwaite, where are you going?
Over to Rottenshaw Courier to do murder.
Henry, look, please, it's not my fault.
You promised a retraction, Horace, and what have you done? You printed same advert, only twice the size.
It's not me, Henry. I instructed my typesetter to print...
Typesetter?
Aye, Albert Featherstone.
Oh, Albert Featherstone. I might have known it. The only man in Rottenshaw who hates me because I repossessed his mother's wheelchair in lieu of unpaid rent. Horace, you're about as useful as a yard brush with no bristles. God only knows how many there'll be at that meeting tonight.
I'm sorry, Henry, but there was nothing.
Why don't you take your blasphemous ideologies back to London, Mrs. A?
I'm only asking to be heard.
You'll have to leave, madam.
But, Constable,
I'm instructed by my superiors to request you to abandon this meeting in the interest of public safety.
Let's go, Edwina. It's hopeless.
Best do as he says, madam. Come on.
Constable Potterslack.
Is it what? Who's it? Oh, hello, Miss Primrose.
If you have any decent respect for your uniform, you'll order this rabble to sit down and be quiet.
But how, Miss Primrose?
Use your initiative.
Nay, I can't thump them all with me truncheon.
Constable!
Oh, very well. Oi, you lot, shut it, and I swear I'll never tell any of you at right time again. Carry on, madam.
Edwina, that was Primrose.
I know, Roger.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Edwina Slurry. And tonight I come to warn you of the danger of black pudding and its web.
Your nightcap, sir.
Aye, thank you, Arbuckle. You can go to bed now.
Thank you, sir.
Henry.
Ah. Really worried about that woman? No. Ah, Charlie, come in, lad. Well, out with it, man. Did you send her scurrying back to London with your tail between her legs? No, wait for your answer. Help yourself to one of these vintage puddings. They're from me bestseller.
Yeah, well, no thank you, Henry.
Charlie, you've never refused a black... She made a speech, didn't she?
Aye, Henry, she did. She's a strong-willed woman, and she made a lot of sense.
And everyone was there?
All of Rottenshaw. Even your Primrose.
My own daughter. My own flesh and blood.
I'm sorry, Henry. Good night.
Mr. Slathwaite, you've got to come quick.
Oh, what is it now, Selwyn?
The townsfolk, Mr. Slathwaite. They've set fire to a factory and smashed your statue in Townsend Square. You've got to come.
Oh, Selwyn, sit down, lad. Have a black pudding.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Slathwaite.
You know, I had a dream, Selwyn. A dream of the future.
Oh, aye.
And in this dream, I saw a chain of Slathwaite fast food black pudding outlets. Not only covering Britain, but all major cities of the world, aye. Black pudding, served in a bun with French fries. And gherkins as a side order. Outlets staffed with young assistants, each and every one of them with greasy hair and acute acne. I had a dream, Selwyn.
Mr. Henry Slathwaite.
Who wants to know?
I represent creditors of Slathwaite Industries. My clients demand their money is paid in full now, or county court summons for bankruptcy will ensue.
Ye damn vultures! They were happy enough to offer their services when black pudding were worshipped as omniscient deity of life, weren't they? Why, I've even seen it sliced with a razor blade and used as communion bread at Church of Latter-day Carnivores.
Here are the papers. Good night.
No, get out of my house and take your papers with you.
Hello, Henry.
Audrey. Audrey, me wife, in me hour of need, have come back to me after all these years. Audrey, Audrey!
My name's not Audrey anymore, Henry.
Eh?
I had it changed by deed poll. I'm now known as Edwina. Edwina Slurry.
You mean it's been you all this trouble? Oh, well, I suppose you're here to get your pound of flesh, eh? To hear the death rattle of a dying, beaten man?
No, Henry. I'm here to get my daughter, Primrose.
I'm still master in this house, Audrey. Nobody takes my child from me.
You a child? That's a laugh.
What do you mean by that remark?
Haven't you ever noticed her pale and creamy complexion, Henry? Anyone with two eyes in their head can see that girl as the child of a milkman. I'll bid you good night, Henry Slaythwaite, and goodbye.
No, Audrey, no. Don't take the only thing I have left in the world. I beg you.
Let go of my ankles, Henry. You brought this on yourself with your arrogance, your greed, and your cruelty. Goodbye, Henry.
No, 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 no.
Mr. Sir Slaythwaite?
Yes, Selwyn?
Can I have another piece of black pudding?
Say, what an incredible story, Elmer.
Sure is. Tell me, did this Slaythwaite guy commit suicide or something?
Suicide? Henry Slaythwaite? You must be joking. No, he decided to make a fresh start. So he changed his name and went to America.
Gee!
Changed his name?
Changed it to, what was it now? Oh, aye. Changed it to MacDonald, I think it was.
He did quite well, I believe.
You've been listening to Hoodwinks with Roy Hudd, Denise Coffey, Chris Emmett, Fred Harris and David Goodison. The script was written by Laurie Rowley and the show was produced by the BBC's secret ingredient, Jonathan James Moore.